The California wildfires have caught the attention of our country both because of their destructiveness. They have destroyed more than 12,000 homes and structures, as well as the difficulty in putting them out. Some as little as 3% contained, others as much as 80% contained. I'm also not the only one to make the connection between some of the blasphemy at the Golden Globes on Sunday. Listen to this.
Moms are holding strong with 3 shout-outs. God, creator of the universe, 0 mentions.
You're gonna love this. You will be popular.
And the fact that 2 days later, these fires started. Is there a connection? We don't know. Only God knows. However, it is clear that we can fight these fires with spiritual means. Check out this testimony by Jesse Romero.
And so my Catholic friend did the Epiphany blessing prayer over the doors of his house. That's on Monday, the Feast of the Epiphany in the old calendar. On Tuesday, the fire department told him to evacuate on Tuesday, January 7th, because the wildfires forced everybody out of the neighborhood to evacuate their homes in Los Angeles County and flee the neighborhood. People that live in Pacific Palisades were told to evacuate Altadena, Pasadena, and at least 500 acres in the San Fernando Valley. So my friend took his family and all his kids, and they evacuated. He comes back home a few hours later, or maybe the next day, and guess what? As he looks around, every house around him was burned to the ground except his house.
Now, the problem with this is that we can't go back to all these homes and place the Epiphany blessing over the doors right now. However, this interview with Father Carlos Martins and Pints with Aquinas, I think, gives us a secret to how to most effectively fight these fires. Check this out.
What is your name? For what purpose were you created? Who is your nemesis in heaven? All right. What saint is your archenemy? Kind of thing. So why would I ask these questions? Because they give you really critical information, and they sure as hell don't want to answer a single one of them. So you wear them down. You wear them down. So the name is...
How do you wear them down?
Through praying. Stop. Stop. No, I'm going to keep going until you tell me your name. Okay, the name one is obvious. For what purpose were you created?
Yeah, what do they say? A whole host of things, I imagine.
It's amazing. I was created to protect virgins' chastity.
Oh my gosh.
I was created to teach men to step into their identity.
This is the things I say?
Yeah, because they were angels.
I was created to guard trees. I was created to protect the world against fire.
Now, practically speaking, how do we invoke these angels whose mission it was to protect the earth from fire? I would suggest to you that we invoke above all Our Lady, Queen of Angels, and that she who is over them call them to send them to California to stop these fires, to stop more lives from being lost. But above all, that the people of California, despite whatever it was that caused these to begin, may see that it was God and His holy angels that caused it to end. God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.